Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. Good morning, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Yes.
Where we're always thankful to be able to do that. And actually, it is the theme of Thrash Economy Thursday is thankfulness. Right?
Yes.
It seriously is.
Because, you know what?
Thank goodness we're on God's side and not their side. That's what I am thankful for.
That's right. Because this is America. He gave us this land as a gift.
That's right.
Yep.
And, you know, every single day that this gets crazier and our situation with our enemies seems to get more dire and more dire, it is always important that we keep in our minds John 16:33, where he says, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Yes.
And that is placing you directly back on the path you need to be.
That's right.
If you are worried, if you are frustrated, if you feel overwhelmed, especially if you're fearful, remember, it's not about the world.
That's right.
We're already saved. We're already saved. Yeah. And also the other one to keep in mind is Nehemiah 8:10, which says, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, right?
Yes.
It is never a fearful person or a sad person, like I was saying, or somebody that's complaining, thankless, that is joyful.
Right.
Right. You know, it's, and when you are in any of those states of mind, when you're depressed, when you're stressed, when you're overcome, fearful, etc., all of those things mean that you're in a state, in a weakened state.
Right.
You are in the weakness state of being. And that is not God at all.
Well, there's a reason
God is always strong. And so when you're not in fear, when you're not in frustration or thanklessness, you're happy. You're joyful.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why he reminded us of this numerous times, because what we're seeing unfolding right now, you know, naturally leads to, it's unsettling. It's unsettling, and, you know, to see injustice, true injustice happening,
right,
to see good people persecuted and to see wicked people elevated and protected, and justice never seems to come to them. But Christ overcame the world, just like you said, or just, you know, it's like it says in 16:33.
Right.
And he's got this. We have a hope in him. It's like we mentioned yesterday in yesterday's show. You know, without that, there's really no hope. Things are not looking good in the world, and we were told this is exactly what it would look like, but we belong to him.
Well, right, exactly. And like we read yesterday in the Word of the Day from Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible notes on chapter 4 had such a, just the perfect statement when it said, the mere hearing of the gospel is not enough. It must also be believed.
Yes. That's right.
You know what I mean? So you can't, they're exactly right. That is such an astute comment, because
it truly,
if we have all read this book, and I'm sure that we all have, then we know what's in it. And
and
we're not given the choice of, well, I kind of believe some of this, but I kind of don't believe some of the rest of that. No, you either believe it or you don't.
Right. And just hearing the words, we all hear the words and we agree with it intellectually. Well, that sounds good. But then you find yourself worrying at a level that we should not be. I mean, look, when you're a watchman on the wall and you see clouds of dust forming on the horizon,
right,
an enemy is coming. You know, you need to sound off. If you don't, then the blood of the people is on your hands if you don't warn them when you're a watchman on the wall.
That's right. But it's never to encourage them to be fearful. It's encouraged.
Right.
It's encouraging them to prepare.
Prepare and be prepared to engage in the battle.
That's right. And probably prevail. Because if you believe in the Lord and you ask his advice that and then you follow his advice in what you do, that he'll be faithful. He is faithful.
Yes.
To always protect you and be your shield. And so long as you're walking in his ways and you're seeking him and seeking his advice, you have nothing to fear.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, we should still stand against, obviously. That doesn't mean pretend like everything's roses when it's not. Our border is clearly open.
Right.
Children are being targeted and sexualized.
There's still things we have to fight for.
Absolutely. Yep. There are principles, fundamental principles, you know, I would say American founding principles. Those are based on Scripture.
Yep, absolutely.
The Old Testament and the New Testament both were strong inspirations to the people that founded this country and gave us this country. So when you say American principles, you're saying Christian principles. And so we fight for those continuously until the Lord comes and takes us out of here.
That's right. And well, speaking of fighting for things that are right, I've got this update here from Israel that says Israeli forces storm the Al-Qibli prayer hall at Al-Aqsa Mosque during Ramadan.
There's a lot going on there right now.
Yes, there is. I'm actually glad to see that they're standing up to it and saying, hey, this is our Passover. You guys aren't going to be, you know,
right.
throwing rocks, etc. It says the Israeli police said its forces entered Al-Aqsa after hundreds of rioters and mosque desecrators had barricaded themselves inside.
Again.
And apparently there was a bunch of younger kids that were just hurling rocks at all of these people that are trying to celebrate Passover.
Right. Yep.
And so I'm just glad to see that they're stepping up to the plate to defend their rights to be there. And, well, it's theirs, first of all.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not there to appease the Palestinians.
They're not there to appease the religion of peace that's, you know, carrying out violence and riots.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yep. So glad to see that, because those are God's people, and God's people should be strong. God's people should be brave and bold, and that's just all there is to it.
And defend what's theirs.
That's right.
What's rightfully
what's
theirs.
Rightfully
just like
theirs.
Just like we are in our country.
Yep,
it's
absolutely.
Our right.
Well, and you know, there's something very interesting that I ran across biblically that you're really going to love. Okay, so this comes from Luke chapter 3, verse 5, where John the Baptist prepares the way for the Lord. Well, there's a word in there that is used that's boldness. And so in the Bible notes on boldness, listen to this. This is such a great thing. It says, leader traits. John the Baptist began his prophetic ministry not only with a positive message announcing the coming Messiah, but in confrontively calling the people to repentance.
Yes.
It would have been much safer to simply proclaim good news, but John was obedient to the prophetic ministry that challenged human carelessness and sinning. His ministry was marked by boldness,
right.
Daring to preach what was unpopular. He rebuked the religious. He called to unselfishness. He denounced dishonesty and required equitable administration of authority. Later, he confronted immorality tolerated in leadership,
yep.
In Mark 6:18, and for this he eventually was arrested and beheaded. And Jesus' tribute to John's ministry in Matthew 11:11 abides as a testimony to faithfulness and boldness as worthy traits for leaders.
Yes.
And so when Jesus says that John the Baptist was the greatest human on the earth other than himself, right?
He
was just one step beneath the angels as far as Jesus was concerned. And the fact that he was bold and he always confronted the evil and really pushed repentance.
Yes.
So that's
boldness.
That's fascinating, and I love to see that, because I always love to read about leaders with admirable traits.
Right.
And so John the Baptist is right at the forefront.
Absolutely. What a great example. And that's not even the word of the day.
Nope. So, no, we're still just in conversation.
We're leading up to it.
That's right. Well, okay, so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8, which read, under the title, He is Risen. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And wow. That was it.
So, and then he went on to Galilee, and that's where he met him and made him breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. I think this is just such a fascinating scripture because this is not covered a lot.
Right.
You know, especially where it says that the angel sat there on top of the stone.
Yeah. And the guards were just like laid out. They're just like jelly.
Right. Right. And with all of the testimony given by the guards after that, who all said, the ones that got in trouble for sleeping, including the guy that was getting them in trouble, right? Because right. Nobody saw it. Everybody fell asleep.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. They just mysteriously all fell asleep.
Yep.
And
Lights out. Nobody
happened to see any of it. But also interesting that when the angel came down, an earthquake happened.
Right.
That's
often overlooked too.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting.
And that's cool because this is a random turning and this is the week of Passover.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And an interesting comment was made earlier about how, you know, happy Passover to all the Jews and Israelis. Well, and Christians.
Right.
Because our Messiah, our King, was Jewish. And, you know, So of course it's Passover is also what we should be celebrating.
Right.
Right along with Jews who, you know, live in Israel. And
well,
so,
they celebrate it because that's when the Lord led them out of captivity from Egypt. And they need to remember that. But it was also a foreshadowing of the perfect lamb that would be slain.
That's right.
And the Passover lamb, he is the Passover lamb. He fulfilled that on the same day, at the same hour that they were sacrificing the lamb up at the temple.
Right.
Yeah. And then the Feast of First Fruits and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he fulfilled all of those. Bam, bam, bam.
Right.
Our Messiah did.
Well,
so it's not just a Jewish thing.
Exactly. See, there's great claim from both pre and post event, right? You know, the Jews have great claim because this is one of God's major feasts.
Yes.
And the Jews had celebrated it wholeheartedly all the way up until Jesus' coming, right?
Right.
Well, and so then the victory is the people who believe in Jesus, so the Christians, right?
Right.
And so now we should be claiming the other half of the victory because we believe that the Messiah came on the Passover and he was, he gave his life for us. And so who has greater claim, you know, pre-Jesus or post-Jesus?
Right.
Who has greater claim to the Passover, us or them? I'd have to say it's probably about equal.
Yeah, I was going to say it's equal. We're grafted in.
Right.
You know, we are heirs along with them. They rejected him, and that's how the Lord said, well, I'm going to take this to the Gentiles then.
That's right.
And they totally missed it. You know, not all of them. There were thousands who did, you know, end up following him. But
that's right.
By and large, the nation of Israel didn't even recognize their own Messiah.
Yes, you could almost say that they had the wool pulled over their eyes.
Right.
Well, you know, but so it is an interesting question that a shadow of things to come, does that have more weight than the fulfilling of the prophecy? And so I think in both cases, both Jews and Christians should equally celebrate the Passover.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. That's Matthew.
Praise God. That was Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8.
All right. Go and read that for yourselves today. Meditate on that.
That's right.
As we draw closer to the weekend.
That's right.
So, yeah. All right. Well, you guys have, hopefully you're having a good and a safe commute out there. We'll take a quick break. This segment brought to you by Jesus Appears, getting ready for the return of our King, speaking of that. And you can learn more about being prepared for his return at JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We'll be back right after this.
The communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change, because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, fellow patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church, joining forces here with my bride. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you again, and everyone, welcome back to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash 'em. That's right. Oh, and I almost forgot. We want to thank TLC Web Hosting for supporting us. If you guys have a ministry,
Absolutely.
A business, any type of venture where you have a website, you want to keep that hosted with a Christian-owned business in the American Redoubt. They take care of hundreds of websites, and you can learn more about how they can help you with yours. And that is, they don't do websites, they host websites, but that is tlcwebhosting.com. And another thing too, the commercial sponsors do help offset some of the costs, and we're very grateful for that. By and large, we are listener supported, and we really need you guys' support and your help. We appreciate your prayers, and we are very grateful for those of you who do contribute just $5, $10, $20 a month, and some of you more. But it all adds up. No amount's too small. We really, really do need your help with the airtime and the costs of doing what we do. And if you want to keep us on the air, please consider supporting us. Go into radiofreeredoubt.com. And click on the Donate to RFR tab and find the different ways that you can support us. Thank you. All right. Okay, so we've got several things going on. Speaking of wars and rumors of wars, Turkey now has cleared the vote for Finland to join NATO. So they've added like another 800 miles of NATO up against Russia's territory. NATO, in response, is going to be mobilizing troops, including nuclear-capable assets. And we've got now, 56 countries now that are dumping the dollar and joining forces with China and others for the petrodollar is going away and a looming economic collapse. So somebody was saying, you know, with the, following Trump, and someone was saying, oh, yeah, we're all distracted by what's going on with Trump in New York while this economy is imploding and while NATO's building up and Russia's, you know, we're about ready to go to war. Look, what's going on with President Trump is not a distraction. It is a real significant event for this country.
It's huge.
It takes us to an entirely different level as far as America is concerned. It just turned us into old Soviet Union level of politics. So this is not a distraction. It is another thing. We're not taking our eyes off of the other things that are going on. We're watching those. So we are drawing closer to war. And the economy does look bleak. And this is all strategically done. And we have globalists that are helping to facilitate that. So we got to keep our eyes on him more than ever. But anyway, I just wanted to say that because I've seen a couple of comments. People saying, oh, we're all just distracted by the Trump thing. No, that's one of... one facet in this whole mosaic that is making up a pretty bleak situation.
Right. And we had been commenting on our channel about, remember when Australia was really going off the rails and they were totally being taken over more or less by Chinese policy because of the Belt and Roads Initiative. And there was a meme that came out that showed the North Koreans celebrating all in the streets. And it said on it, thank goodness we're not Australia, right? Well, so this is kind of, you know, in reference to the significance and the importance of what just happened to Trump with his arraignment. This is from El Salvador. Listen to this. This is almost exactly like that North Korean meme. It says, yesterday, the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, posted, think what you want about Trump and the reason he's being indicted, but just imagine if this happened in any other country where a government arrested the main opposition candidate. The United States' ability to use democracy as foreign policy is gone. This came from El Salvador.
Bingo.
I mean, can you imagine America being in a state that El Salvador is higher up than us?
That can weigh in on something like this.
And look down on it.
Right. Absolutely. And South America is completely being taken over by communism. It's what happened in America since 2020 in this Biden regime is happening on little micro scales in every one of those, almost every one of those countries down there.
Right.
It's a cancer that is spreading everywhere.
Well, and so it's stunning. Even the Mexican president said that he did not like the indictment of President Trump. The Mexican president, the president of El Salvador, they're all going, boy, the United States is tanked. That is astonishing. I never in my whole lifetime expected to hear statements like that.
Even people on the left and like never Trumpers like Michael Bolton, it was like, I do not want to see Trump as president, but this is highly concerning. This is very alarming.
Right. And this reaches deep. I mean, listen to this. A North Carolina state representative, Trisha Cotham, announced in a news conference yesterday that she's becoming a Republican, saying she had been bullied by her fellow Democrats and had grown alienated from the party on issues like school choice. She said,
yes,
the modern day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me and so many other things throughout this state and this country, she said.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is very, very massive. And, well, I just have to say, hey, welcome to the good side.
Welcome leaving the dark side.
Exactly. Is that what Republicans have to do? Do Republicans have to run as Democrats so they get illegally voted in through election fraud and then they switch once they get in?
Yeah, maybe. You know? You might be onto something there. But, you know, at this point, now, you have to be dumb as a box of rocks not to understand what the Democrat Party now stands for and its position on things. If you remain, then you're part of the problem, because that would be otherwise like somebody saying, well, I'm a member of the Nazi Party, but I don't agree with the things that they're doing. Or I'm a member of the Communist Party, the Soviet Union, but I'm not for those things that they... Look, if you're a member, you support it.
Exactly.
Leave. Yep. Leave that if you... anyway.
Well, and that's not the first Democrat that has done that. There's Tulsi Gabbard. And right. You and I, way back several years ago when we were campaigning for Liberty State, we ran across tons of Democrats that were in Eastern Washington saying, we do not even recognize the Democrat Party anymore.
Yeah, they're saying the people in Olympia and Seattle are not, that's not us. We're not.
Well, right, they're saying those are not Democrats. Yeah. That's not how the Democrat Party has ever been.
Right, those are the people that are leaving the Democrat Party, and they're slow to wake up, but they're waking up.
Well, an interesting thing came out of Breitbart News that just said, conservatives are demanding that Republican prosecutors charge Joe Biden and his relatives with corruption in the wake of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg charging Trump. The Biden charges would involve long simmering charges of foreign corruption. Absolutely. Yeah, that is absolutely what needs to happen.
Well, that and with Hillary, because, I mean, you know, like people are pointing out, Hillary did openly what they're accusing Trump of doing.
That's right.
You know, and not to mention the other laws that he did, things that he has the legal right to do, like taking documents and declassifying them as a president. You don't get to do that as a vice president, like Biden did. And you certainly don't get to do that as a senator, which he did.
Right.
And then for classified documents to end up in, like he said,
in Chinatown.
And, you know, right after they take, you know, massive amounts of money. The Biden crime family takes massive amounts of money from the Chinese. So anyway, you know, not to mention all the thousands of emails that the Clinton camp, you know, washed.
30,000 plus emails. That's
unbelievable. Right. So, well, we've got so much more to cover, but we're going to pick up where we left off tomorrow. So you guys have a blessed and a safe day out there and a safe commute. And join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here for more.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.